your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss cost. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T. Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing out there today? Listen, we coming at y'all on a special day because we got a real one going to join us in the building today. Before I introduce him and bring him to the main stage, you know I got to check in on my better half. How you doing today, babe?
I'm good. I know this show is supposed to start at 7. And before you bring on our special guest, I want everybody to understand the show ain't start at 7 because Kevin didn't know what button to press to make the volume work.
So, and you always hating.
I'm not hating. I just want everybody to understand that. Like,
damn. This ain't never supporting your boy.
I'm here supporting you. I'm excited for this conversation. But if the button would have worked, we'd have started at 7. So let's get this thing rolling.
I don't need you acting up.
I'm in the building. Boss Fest is in the building. I got my notepad ready. I'm ready for today's episode. It's going to be good. And now you press the button, so we ready.
All right. So we're going to jump right into this. So the guest we bring into the Boss Fest stage today.
Give him your announcer voice. Give him the best. And coming to the stage. Go ahead. Do it. Do it like that.
You know what? I'm going to need you to put that red cup down. We don't need solo cup energy today.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Go ahead.
Damn. So, listen, coming to the Boss Fest stage. Listen, y'all are going to see him October 6th.
Damn.
Tampa, Florida. Get your tickets.
I knew you wanted to use that word.
The headliner that's going to be giving you actionable items to make your views into cash. The one, the only, Mr. Brandon Shotney. How you doing today, boss?
What's up? What's up, family? How y'all feeling? What's up, Kevin? What's up, man? How y'all?
What's up, man? We definitely
found the button. We found the button. The button is here.
The button is pressed. You know what?
I'm just going to sit in the background and let y'all have the conversation work damn sound. And since I can't do two things at one time, I swear, man, this is just tough. Now you helping her attack me? Come on, brother. We supposed to be on one team.
I'm on your side. I just know that we're here in alignment because the button wasn't here.
Damn.
We here, I love Brandon. I love Brandon energy.
I'm not dealing with this.
So I'm excited, y'all. I'm glad y'all bring me on, and I'm ready to pull up and bless the stage, man. I'm ready to bring my Hennessy with me. And
okay.
If we're gonna bring strippers, I'm gonna bring them down there too. So hope y'all got y'all ones. I'm ready.
See, Brandon come with that red solo cup energy. That's what we need.
I didn't know that type of event we was throwing.
I mean, but sometimes you gotta get real with people and you gotta have a solo cup energy. So you gotta be relatable. I love it. I'm with it. So 100%.
So before we jump into this solo cup energy conversation, so for the people out there who may not know who you are, please give them a brief introduction of yourself.
What's up, people? My name is Brandon Shotme. I own a company called Shooters Agency, and I'm also a photographer and videography coach. So I've been coaching photographers and videographers for about 5 years. I just kind of stopped doing that, and now I'm focused heavily on continuing to grow my agency, which I've had the longest.
That's what's up. So since you're ready for this conversation, baby.
I love the elevator speech. It was short, sweet, and like to the point. Like I need to sit and do ours because I like that, Brandon. I really like that elevator speech.
You already delivering actionable items with the elevator speech. There it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's so I think my issue is that I like since I do two things, and they are geared towards two separate audiences, but they could be both. Like so depending on what setting I am, I should just focus on the one. But I mean, some people do. If you're a business owner, like, you know, people will see that they'll leverage me for content. And if you're somebody with a camera, you will leverage me for that. But if I tell everybody to do any type of elevator pitch, or I guess I call it your I help statement, which is, you know, I help, you know, business owners grow their content online. That'll be something that you would do. It'll be one line and it'll just be short, sweet, simple, to the point. So I could or should have made it simpler, easier.
Listen, it worked. So, Edwina, what's your first question?
How you know I, like, what?
You don't have a first question?
I'm not supposed to be asking questions. Like, we having a conversation, but you just put me on. I do have a question, though, however. So, I feel like I think of you as, like, the photographer's coach. True. And what I wanted to ask you is for those of us that aren't in photography, like, how would you help us really, like, hone in on social media and, like, create money out of our social media posts?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think that if you are in business right now, you have to be online, for one. And then for two, content wins. So whoever has the most content, whoever has the best content wins. So have you seen that... let's say you're in a market or whatever the heck your business or industry is. Have you seen that the people that's in your industry and they're winning, they might not necessarily be really, really good at the service or the product, but their marketing is just better than yours.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They put out more content than you do. So if you are in business, and a lot of people say, well, I don't really need to be online. My business is already doing fine. Right. I'm already doing seven. I'm already doing 1 million in my business, but you could have done 2 million. Could have done 3 had you just put it online and put out content. So we're in a digital age now, and it's one of those things where you can't stop the train that's moving. So even for the people, like imagine you being a person still saying, like, no, I still want to use like cassette tapes. Because I can still listen to music. I'm like, right, well, they haven't made us a cassette tape player in a long time. Then we're from Walkmans to, I mean, imagine that's kind of where, you know, people are right now when they're still trying to do the old school level of marketing. When the new school is here, it's content. So if you see somebody with a camera, either you should hire them, one, or two, you should pull out your cell phone and figure out how to do it yourself.
So now what type of content should we use? And I'll break that down, because for us, like, we always battle with, should we do like funny content, should it be like straightforward, like, this is what we're doing. Yeah. Kevin don't want to be on TikTok singing and dancing and looking stupid, so then we just do no content.
For sure. I'm tracking. So there are like five, let's put them in like there's five types of content, right, that you absolutely need to have on your page to build a personal brand. But then there are like how you want to present yourself online. That's a whole nother conversation. So you absolutely need to have these five things in general, point blank, period. Number one, you need to have something personal, right? So about you, it could be you, your spouse, your family, whatever, the way you guys were going back and forth earlier, we need to know, okay, Kevin didn't push the button, right? Or, you know, Nuena loves eating, you know, Frosted Flakes in the morning. We need to have something personal so we can know more about you that builds a know, like, and trust. Two, we need to see your work, your portfolio. What do you do, right? Entirely, okay? What is it that you do? Number three, we need to see the behind the scenes of what that looks like. So people like when you pull back the curtain and kind of see what are you doing behind the scenes, okay? Number four, we need to have like testimonies and reviews, right? So we have social proof. And then number five, you need to educate people. Now, these are the absolute five things. You don't need anything else outside of these five. This is how you build a personal brand. Now, how you educate people is a different conversation. How you show your reviews or how you show your behind the scenes, that's what makes you unique. But you need to check all five of these boxes if you need to build, if you want to build a high level and a strong personal brand online.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to class.
Somebody got
taking notes for us. I'm about to cheat off her notes.
No, you don't get these notes. You should have took your own notes. That's crazy.
I got you to write the notes, and I just...
No, you don't got me to do that.
But I'm an athlete. Athletes don't... No, I'm going to have to take my
own notes. You ain't ran nothing in 25, 45 years. You ain't no athlete.
25 to 45 years. What athlete? You play football?
Football, basketball, and ran track.
Oh, word. Okay. Do everything.
What you want to say?
I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm gonna be supportive.
Were you tight end? You had to be a tight end.
Tight end, DN.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about football, but did you ask him if he was a tight end because he big?
Yeah, well, he's tall and big, but yes, he's a tight end figure. He's tall and big. Yes.
Listen, man, me and Brandon already established this. I'm a good big. I don't need you hating on me.
He did say you was a good big.
He's a good big. It's like he's big. Like, it's, you know, he's a big man. You want somebody, you want him at the end, the tight end. That's where you want him. That's where you want him at. Because he's fat. Because you're wearing you fast. Ain't you fast?
I thought he said you was fat.
No, you're fat. You're big and fat. You ran track. So you're fast too.
So you back then, yes.
No. I was fast. I didn't know that person.
I didn't know that person.
You probably was, dear. You was probably very fast.
Forget you.
You
just don't support your man. Just believe in me.
Yeah. Okay. You need to take your own notes. That's the whole purpose of.
Got it. I'll take my next. Get my man off topic.
We got this. We're gonna go off topic. We're gonna bring it back.
Yes, okay.
So, in creating this, like, the visual, people get to know you as a person. Yeah. Do you do that through videos, and are they like funny videos, or are they just like informational videos?
It doesn't really matter. So when it comes to personal, it doesn't really matter. It's almost like there's a reason or a way that people like you, right? Or there's a reason why people like you. There's a reason why people invite you over to the barbecue. Let's say you go to your friends' family's barbecue, and it's like, oh man, doing the Kevin at the barbecue, what's up, man? And then whatever y'all talk, however you act right there in that moment, that's what you need to portray online. So if you come on there, and, you know, for me personally, if I talk about Hennessy and strip club, I need to talk about that online. If I've done that like so many ways, let me just give you a couple examples. I did a video where just cell phone, just talking about how everybody whose hairline is thinning, you just need to go ahead and get a bald head and join the community.
Mm.
Your hairline is thinning, let it go. You're done with the Beijing. I know you keep trying to let it go. You're not 16 no more. So you had a man unit?
They can't have a man unit? Like, that's crazy.
I mean, you can have a unit, but now you're spending $300, $400, $500, $600 a month. And it's like, when you easier to just let it go. Cause now you can't get in the pool. But if you get a unit, now you can't get in the pool. So
no, but they got glue that you can use to get, you can get it wet.
But when you get it, but after you get it wet, pause. When you get out the pool, don't you gotta reapply? See what I'm saying? So imagine me leaving the pool, then I go to the mirror. I'm in the bathroom for about an hour because I'm reapplying.
I don't know enough about man units.
I don't know enough either. I just assume that's probably is what's happening. When it's easy, just let it go.
Okay, so you did a video. You were talking to the people, and you told them to join the Brandon Club and cut it off.
Is it the Brandon Club?
Because he got a bald head.
Yeah, it was just something I thought about, and I felt I want to say my piece, and people said whether they agreed or didn't agree.
So, like for instance, you, Kevin, you now create a good big club, and everybody
a good who big.
Is good big right with you.
Yes,
you want correct. Me to write good big.
I want
club?
You to write good big club on your notepad so I can go back and look at it.
Yeah, Kevin could. He's not Kevin could do a, Kevin can do a video and just ask people, "Am I good big or am I big big?" And we don't have to explain what that means. Just let the audience explain what that is.
You need to do that video tonight. If you good big or just big big, and let us vote on which one we think you are.
You want people to just give their thoughts on what that is. You don't tell them your height. You don't tell them your weight. You just stand there and just say, listen, am I good big? You might can stand next to Edwina so they can see the difference for his height. You can just say, am I good big or big big? Just let them say.
So, but so he's sensitive though. So
no. I ain't that sensitive.
A little sensitive.
What else? We gonna do it, and I'm gonna let these people tear off in me. We gonna figure.
So I mean, that's my next question, because when you're talking about social media, like a lot of times people don't do because they're afraid of what somebody else is gonna say. Like somebody's gonna see the video, they're gonna talk about you, and you're gonna feel some type of way.
But if I generate views,
yeah. So I think it's almost like the Eminem 8 Mile effect. If you've already talked about yourself, I don't think anybody can tear you down what you've already done. That makes sense. Yeah. So if I come over here, like if I come on a video and talk about how bald I am, right? And a lot of people say, yeah, you're bald like this, or bald eagle, or whatever the bald jokes. I've already said that I'm bald, so it doesn't hurt me. It only hurts me if I sit here and do this video, and then they're like, damn, this dude bald. That's like, whoa. It wasn't about that. The whole video is about me being bald anyway. So yeah, talk about it or not. Doesn't matter. I did this specifically for the views and for the engagement for y'all to get to know me. So it shouldn't hurt if you put it out that way. Yeah, it shouldn't hurt if you put it out that way.
So when people don't promote their business on social media, do you find that it's because they're self-conscious, or are there other reasons why?
Well, it could be a few different reasons. One, it could be because they don't know. And two, it is a lot of their subconscious, I think. And three, and just they just really don't really know. They don't know, and like they don't know what's the best way to actually do this without doing all the things that, because you have no idea like what do I need to be doing. You do feel like you might got to dance and all this other stuff and all this other thing. That's why a lot of people have like two separate pages. So you have like they'll create like a business page where they claim they do business stuff on there, and it's just a whole bunch of flyers of them standing there in front of a house they just sold or whatever type of weird stuff people be doing. And then they got what I call the trick off page, where they're just tricking off over there. So the trick off page is actually what we want to see on your business page, because that's when you're real, you're a regular, you're authentic self. You're doing regular stuff. You hang with your family, you know, you at the bar, you're drinking, you're doing regular stuff that normal people do, and you just over there tricking off. And sometimes people try to hide stuff they're doing, like they don't want you to see grandma them, they don't want you to see at the cookout. But why don't you just put that stuff on your business page and just blend everything together?
So this is interesting to me, because I feel like I've heard it where you should just keep your business page focused on like one particular thing.
Okay.
And you keep your personal life out of it, because now it's blurring together like what you do as a business opposed to like the personal you. So like let's say I smoke hookah. Right. And I'm at the club dancing the sexy red. That shouldn't be on my Boss Fest business page, because I'm trying to teach entrepreneurs how to level up.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's something called a personal brand. Now, Boss Fest is a little different, because Boss Fest is almost like a company brand.
Yeah.
But let's say if you help people with grants, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people write grants. And that's on your Edwina page, and your Edwina page can be called Edwina the Grant Lady or Grant Queen. Okay? On that page, it's okay to show hookah and sexy red and whatever on that page because you have a personal brand. We're relating to you. Okay. That makes sense.
So I could say, y'all come get this grant money. And then I'm like, get it sexy.
That's right.
Okay. That's I'll just make it sure. Okay.
Technically, yes.
It's just, I'm just trying to wrap my brain around it because I've always felt like when you're talking about like the grant writer, you got to appear in like the business suit mm-hmm. and very professional and you're not to show those type of things. So whether we're talking about Boss Fest or grant writing, I just kind of see them as like that persona.
Sure. Well, do you like that? Like when you see people, let's say you're working with, you know, Black people and they're a professional, do you want them to be like uptight and don't listen to sexy?
Did you say white people? I just want to make sure. What did you say? What kind of people?
I just say Black people. Let's say somebody Black. Let's say it's somebody who you're following, and let's say they're in a supposed to be professional. That could be lawyer, realtor, grant writer. Do you want them to be in like suits and like?
It depends on what the profession is. To be quite honest,
give me one.
Because I feel like the lawyer should show up in a suit. Like I just feel like if. You know, you're gonna get me off the case. You got to show up in a suit ready for court.
Well, that's when they're in court.
You saying it like it personal?
Yeah. Oh, nah. So now, like when I first got into business, I saw all business people should just have a suit and be like, you know, very businessy.
Sure.
Now that I'm actually in it, I feel like people should present themselves as they are. I actually personally like people who aren't in suits and dressed up because they're more relatable to me.
Yeah.
Than the suit people.
Yeah. Now. But yeah, if you think about it, the most people, the people who are following online, right? The people who we like or are doing the most work or the most content, whatever, they don't have a lot of the suits. Like if you could think of 5 or 10 people who you really like right now, like that you follow and they do business, 8 out of 10 of those people probably don't have suits or whatever you think about. And I give you a second to think about it. You might have to do more
digging. You won that argument.
Yeah, you really got to do some digging to find the person with the suit, honestly. Who's wearing suits? I can probably think about 2 people that wear suits out of everybody who I can think of right now. 2 out of 30 I can think of right now in my head.
Yeah, I got 1 right now.
That's okay, more. It's crazy. It's you have to do more digging to find a person with the suits. Like you got to actually think and like sit down as opposed to like, oh, start naming them off. This suit here, suit there. I remember I had some, me and my wife trying to buy a house. This was years ago. And we hired 3 realtors at the time. And the first one was one guy. He was all suited and booted, put it with the legs or whatever. He just wasn't good. The same thing happened with the second person. But then the third person we hired, he came with like a white t-shirt, like a white V-neck, shorts, and like cargo shorts. And I believe it was like some like regular Nike, like walking shoes. But he knew everything about this area we were trying to move to in Georgia. When I first talked to him, first I was referred to him by somebody. And he hopped on the phone, he was telling me everything about the area. And I was like, man, I like this dude. His name was Chris. So when he finally pulled up, and I was like, this is my first time actually seeing a realtor dress like he's a regular person. I was like, this is going to be interesting. But we already had a good conversation on the phone. He seems very, very knowledgeable. So when he pulled up, I was like, oh, what happened to the suit? And I thought about it. I said, well, I guess you don't technically need a suit to sell a house. Like, you know, it's not like it's not a book that says, hey, you can't sell this. You can't go to the closing table. I was like, okay, well, I guess it disturbed me at first. But as we was walking through the house, he was kind of showing me everything. And I was like, this is still the same guy. But he ain't got a suit. Why he ain't got a suit? We end up buying a house from him, I think twice. And he just never wore a suit. And like, this is before I became an entrepreneur. But that let me know everything about like personal branding. Like, it's not that what you wear that's professional. It's almost like who you are. A lot of people say that I'm professional. But I talk about Henderson Strip Club all the time. But they be like, man, you're so professional. I'm like, yeah, but I just came from strip club. You know what I'm saying? But it's like professionalism is like, it's what are you going to do the thing that you said that you do? That's it.
So we got to change our mindset behind that.
I don't like to wear a suit, so if it's where I want to go.
I want to ask this question that came up in the comments. It says, what if people are afraid to be on camera? what are ways to warm up the camera to do content?
Yeah. So for one, I feel like that people have to, they got to practice. And here's a couple of ways to do it. One, if you're going to show up on camera, say do a live or something like that, invite some people that you're most comfortable with. Okay. So if I'm more comfortable with Kevin and Edwina, I don't need to show up on camera or do a live without them around, because I will talk to y'all like regular, like, man, Brandon always kiki and whatever. But then when I get in front of the camera, I get weird. Why don't I just bring y'all back into the fold? And now I can be myself as long as y'all around. So that's one, bring friends, family. Two, do the things that actually make you feel confident. So a lot of times, you know, women and guys, we get, you know, dressed up and, you know, we're going on date night or whatever. You you got that shirt, you know, you got the hairstyle, you know, you got the makeup, you got whatever that actually makes you feel good. And you feel like talking to people. When you actually came from the barbershop, whatever, you start riding around. Hey, what's up? What y'all doing in here? Who is this? What's up? Y'all good? Y'all need something? It's like, bro, we're at Waffle House. I don't know. Make sure y'all good. Let me get two eggs. You going to random places you ain't never been there. So that same type of those things brings a confidence out of you, and that helps you with the camera. And then lastly is people don't have like talking points of what they want to talk about. So if you just write down bullet points of what you want to talk about, because people are scared to get like off track. So if you write down what you want to talk about and actually be yourself actually talking like that, that's like your last line or last level of defense as far as like being scared. So if I know that it's a lot of stuff that that I know, but it's a few things that I know very, very, very well, I should talk about that. All right. So I know something about football, but I know more stuff about like cameras. So if I want to talk about something and I can talk about, and I would never run out of topics, I could talk about camera stuff. Hey guys, let me show you how to work this camera. I don't need bullet points. I can just flow. The problem is people will say, you know what? I should talk about something that I know. Cause I know 10 out of 10, I know everything about cameras. But if you're talking about football, it's probably like 7 out of 10. So if I start talking about stuff about football, somebody can ask me a question and I wouldn't know the answer to it. Who won the Super Bowl in 1994? And I'm like, shoot, I don't know. Now I'm scared. Now I'm nervous. Okay. But if you talk about things that you 100% know, 10 out of 10, you know everything about, write down some bullet points and you will never be off subject and you're more comfortable talking about it because you know it by the back of your hand. I know it's a long answer.
Oh, I love that advice.
Yeah.
It was a little long though.
It was a little long.
I didn't deny the longness. I said, I love the advice.
It was long.
Sometimes when a message is delivered to you, you got to be ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why the pastor preaches for 4 hours.
Right, right. And if you would have had your notes, you could be ready for it.
I swear to God.
But in the comments, it does say great tips with that. So, and before, go ahead.
I said, I wanted to bring it home. I was trying to find it, but I brought it home.
You did. You brought it home. And I want to, before I let Kevin like ask his next question, is are we going to learn this type of stuff at BossFest?
My goal for BossFest is I like for people to leave with actionable steps. I want people to leave with something tangible. I would love for people to leave BossFest with a tangible, like I would love for people to make money that day on BossFest.
We would like to make money too.
I want people to turn content into cash before we leave BossFest.
So can you just give us like a sneak peek, like just something small on like how you are going to help us get money while we're in the room with you at BossFest?
Yeah. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm going to give you ideas of what their offer should look like and what they can actually funnel to. So I'm going to have people set up their social media profile so it's optimized to be able to sell. And then we can test it and try to sell it. We can go record something, edit That's something, and let's go sell it. Let's see what happens. Some people win, some people won't. But the people who win, good for them. That makes some money.
And you're going to be able to do that with like a mass amount of people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Like, I want to know.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Black Moses. We good.
Black Moses.
You writing that down as a tip too?
Yes. No, I'm writing down Black Moses so I know Black to call Moses him now. That.
As a note.
God dang it.
I cannot use your notes to pass this test. You just got random notes.
You worry about you being good, big, or big, big. I got the rest of my notes.
Yes, man. I focus on the
and good. Me and Black Moses finna make sure we have money to be made at Boss Fest. That's why I wrote that down.
Yes, yes, man.
Don't worry about this.
All right. So I guess my line of question is, I just recently seen you on the stage at the Podcast Summit, and okay. you was delivering great action items for the audience.
Like, yeah.
For me, being on a stage like that is still something new to me. I'm still a veteran. How did you develop the confidence to be in those type of spaces and deliver that information with so much ease and poise?
Man, that's a good question. I wish people would ask that question more. So, all right. This is going to be an even longer answer.
Let's go.
Let me get my pen ready.
This is going to be an even longer answer. But first, I got to take y'all back. You know, you already know. You know the past is going to go long anytime you got to take you back.
We got a napkin and we got a solo cup too, so we got a little okay. drink. We good. Go
ahead. Yeah, I'll take you back. So, in fourth grade, in fourth grade, I was in this drama class, and you know, I was a class clown. So my drama teacher was like, you know, you're gonna be very good for the stage, whatever. I'm gonna have you play this, you know, Duke. I think it was some type of Shakespearean play or something like that. Long story short, I didn't study any of my lines to act on stage because I told her I didn't want to do it. She was like, don't worry about it, just do it. You're gonna do great. And I'm like, I'm out of this. I'm just funny in class so I can get in trouble. I'm not trying to take this seriously. So I get on stage. She still gave me, I told her I didn't study. She was like, nah, you had to study. This don't make sense. She put me on there anyway. And when it was time to do my lines, I just would start making up stuff on stage. And I think my mom was out there, and there's a whole bunch of people out there in the crowd. And it was like one of the most embarrassing moments of my life because she just put me on there, and I told her I didn't want to be on there.
So you were actually embarrassed.
I was embarrassed because I was like, oh, it got real. And I was like, oh, wow, we on here for real. And everybody's like, everybody know their lines with me. And I was like, oh, everybody studied. Oh, wow, this is for real, for real. I thought that if you mess up and you're kind of like, no, Brandon, sit in the back and don't get on the stage. That's what I thought would happen. She was like, no, get on there. So I'm on there and super embarrassed. And I told myself from that day, I'm never going to get on stage like ever again because that was crazy. Fast forward, when I quit my job, I did stand up two times and I did well. So I was like, yeah, it was kind of one of my fears that I wanted to conquer. So I quit my job, let me go ahead and conquer this fear of actually being on stage. So once I done well there, and I was like, well, now I got a confidence, kind of not saying I'm gonna jump on any more stages, but at least I got that out the way. When I started like speaking, what helps me is that one, I guess you gotta find out what type of speaker you are. It's like speakers, trainers, and like teachers. I feel like I'm a teacher, or maybe more so like a trainer. So I don't come up there and motivational speak, although it comes out at times, but I'm not like, no presentation. Hey guys, you need to get up on your feet and boom, boom. Like, I'm not that guy. I can just train you on stuff. So I'm a speaker, but I'm really more so like either a teacher or a trainer. I can teach you something, but you can't say go speak and motivate me or inspire me or whatever. No, I need to give you some steps. That's how I do it. And what helps me before I get on stage, and you need to talk to 5, 10 to 20 people before you actually get on stage. If you talk to, when you get into a room of people that you don't know, you talk to about 10, 20 people before you get on stage. And what happens is when you hop on stage, you already know, you're comfortable with the people who you're around. It's the same as going to a cookout, a barbecue, or you know, for people don't know. The only thing that makes you comfortable is you find a few people who you can talk to. So you might not know everybody in the cookout, but you're more comfortable because you know person A and person B. So same thing when you're on stage, and I can be like, yeah, man, so rough right here, man. Look, Kevin out there, man. I talked to Kevin earlier, and now we can have a bond. But now when I don't know anybody, that is scary. And even to this day, like, I still have to, like, have nervous, go to the bathroom, and be sitting in the bathroom 30 minutes before I actually hop on stage. So definitely talk to people. That regular answer is talk to people, but I definitely want to give y'all the backstory to let y'all know that it's not like it came to me. It wasn't like a natural gift.
Man, I need you to catch that gym. That talk to people right now. I had to circle that in my personal notes, not yours.
So then I can see him later?
No. That you have to talk to 5 to 10 people, because that's a huge thing. Because even you can like refer back to, like you said, hey, and that's the one, right?
It's a game changer. And what's even crazier than that? Even if you're talking to the 5 or 10 people, let's say, Kevin, what are you going to talk about at Boss Fest? Okay.
What I'm trying to talk about? I'm going to be moderating a panel. So
let's say entrepreneurship, right? Let's say you're talking to the 5 people and y'all kicking it. Just ask them like, what are y'all struggling with, or what's something you want to get out of this, you know, this talk or whatever. So now you know to make sure you are on topic when you get on stage. You talk to people and get.
He's not gonna know to do that because he didn't take no notes.
But you wrote notes.
Oh,
whatever.
Get intimate. Make sure you get intimate with these people. 10, 15 people, get intimate. Talk about family. Just talk about everything. And now you're on stage with your friends as opposed to on stage with strangers.
I like it. I'm gonna use that, Jim.
You should use it. Edge on words like a charm.
See, every time he already delivered action items for me to use at Boss Fest. That's what I'm talking about.
That thing works. It works. I need everybody to try it.
Why you keep looking at me? So, Brandon, tell me how you got your start in entrepreneurship.
Oh man. So I don't know how far back y'all need me to go. So I quit my job in 2016. Y'all want to hear that whole story, or you just want to hear it after I quit my job and became entrepreneur?
How do you want to deliver it?
Yeah, because he made it seem like it's going to be like a long Disney movie.
I mean, it was a roller coaster. It was a roller coaster.
I mean, I think people want to hear the roller coaster because, you know, like people find you at the end. I won't say the end of your journey, but like, you know, once you pop in and they don't understand what you went through to get there. Oh, and somebody said in the comments they want the whole story.
Oh,
I put a comment up because I feel like you know Lamar, so he want the whole story, which he might already know it.
All right, I'm gonna skip around. I'm
gonna skip around on the story.
I'm gonna skip a little bit so we can speed this thing up.
Okay.
So back in 1992, I'm joking.
Oh shit! I was. What else? Hey. My fault.
Yes, so you should have been specific.
So when I was in Freaknik, here's what happened. I'm joking.
Ooh.
So
should have went to Black Beach Week.
See, we only did Black Beach Week. I ain't go to Freaknik
in Myrtle Beach,
Daytona.
Oh, I ain't know about that one. Well, I think I heard about that.
We in Florida, while you in Georgia. So you know.
Okay, dang, was that crazy too? Man,
it was crazy.
It was crazy.
Wow, that's probably way better than Black Beach Week.
I think Black Beach Week came before Freaknik, actually.
Really? Oh, so y'all set it off.
I'm not sure. Only thing I know is I went one time. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't old enough. I can't go no more. She was a veteran for some reason. Showed up.
Now, why you put my business out there?
I'm just saying.
In this podcast.
I went out there like, I don't know what I'm working at. You like, supposed to grab the chick. You know what? No.
Why you put my business out there? Okay. All right. I'm a skip around. So I'm from a small hometown in North Carolina. It's called Wilson. And me and my wife at that time, my girlfriend at the time, we wanted to move out of the city because there was no opportunity. So she sold everything out the house, put out everything in 401k, and then we moved to Atlanta. And then from there, I couldn't find a job. So for the first 3 months, I just like learned how to edit for like 3 months straight. So I was in the house doing 12-hour days, learning how to edit. Because I was trying to edit my own music video because I was a rapper back then. So from there, I went to, you know, I learned how to edit, and I was doing like music videos on the side. Now with music videos, short films, commercials, all type of stuff, and I do weddings. 2016, I started doing weddings, 2015 actually. I started doing weddings, and then I realized that the wedding industry was a little bit, I can get a little more money off of weddings. So $300 my first wedding, $400. $800, and then when I got to about $1,300, I was like flying all over the country, like doing weddings for about $1,500. But when I started doing weddings, I caught a DUI, leaving a wedding. So I caught a DUI, I spent my first night in jail. And when I got the lawyer was like, so it's just gonna be tough for you to get another job. So now, like, if I quit, because I'm used to it, like, it's easy for me to get a job. I can quit a job right now and get a job tomorrow. But with this on my record, it's going to be tough for me to get a job. Long story short, I got this book. I got this book, which is my first book I read since high school. It was called 10 Distinctions Between Entrepreneurs and Employees. I read this book, and between that and watching a lot of the entrepreneurship videos like David Shands, Inka Johnson, Eric Thomas, those things helped me become an entrepreneur, I guess gave me an entrepreneurship mindset. And the weddings gave me enough money to be able to quit. I didn't have any savings, but I could make, you know, I was making $2 a month in my job, so I can do two weddings and make enough money. And after that, I quit. After I quit, I met David Shands. So I told myself I was gonna go to the mall because I found he was in the mall. So I was like, once I find, I need a mentor. So I went to David Shands and I shot his videos for free for 2 years.
This is when he was in the mall selling t-shirts?
Mm-hmm. So I was the guy that's following him around with the camera. So all the entrepreneurship one-on-one videos, him speaking on stage at like Stay Ready with Eric Thomas and all that was me.
So I'm listening to this story. I know I've heard it before, but it just started clicking out. So David Shan was still in the mall, yep, selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
You have seen some of his content or something. You're just like, man, I'm just going to go to the mall where I know this man is at,
yep,
present myself and say, hey, this is what I can do.
Yep.
Is this something you're willing to move forward with? And you committed to that for 2 years doing that?
Yep.
The comments were like the ad or free.
For the free.
2 years. I don't think Brandon said that.
He did say
that. He said I went to, okay. I know you knew it. I don't know if he just said it.
Yep.
That's like, I don't know many people who can commit to something for 2 years getting paid. But to commit to something like that and like, hey man, I believe that where you're going, it can take me to the next level also. So I'm willing to commit myself to this process. That's some belief in yourself, not in that person, but belief in yourself.
For sure. I think that the problem is, so I come from Wilson. I don't know a millionaire at all. I don't know anybody making six figures. Up until you know, 2016 when I quit my job, they were the first person who I met, maybe even the second person that I met that actually just made over $100,000 a year. So, I mean, I finally have an opportunity to meet somebody or be around somebody who is successful in my eyes. And they say, yes, you can tag along, but the only caveat is that you have to just do this for me. I'm doing it. It's almost like a lot of people will say that, man, would you see the little polls? Would you want to have dinner with Jay-Z or freaking, you know, hang out with Warren Buffett, be a fly in the room with Warren Buffett for a year? And people are like, all the game I would get from Warren Buffett if I just stay in the room with Warren Buffett for a year, because they know he's one of the richest man on the planet. There's a lot of Warren Buffetts around us. We just don't take the opportunity when we see it. So David Shams was my Warren Buffett or my Jay-Z or whatever. And a lot of people just don't see it that way because it's stepping stones. A lot of people want to skip from where you are to Warren Buffett, where you are to Jay-Z. But there's a lot of micro Jay-Z's or micro Warren Buffett's. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of people are like, oh, I wouldn't have done that. I'm like, yeah, but you don't know nobody else that's making money. It's the first person you ever met that's making money. Why wouldn't you? I learned a lot. I couldn't believe it. At that time, I wasn't thinking about it was free because I was doing weddings on the weekends. I was having the time of my life. I was in the dream. I said, I can't believe this. I can't believe, I felt like I created my like dream opportunity.
Wow. So my follow-up question was going to be, would you do it again? But you just pretty much answered that.
I'll do it right now.
That whole concept is just amazing.
It's a cheat code. Like, people can do that right now. Like I said, it's not like that is a concept that is like, oh, well, Brandon done it, going away. No, people can still do it. People can go and hang around Kevin and Edwina right now. If they hang around you long enough, they'll learn how to do a podcast.
Them people that want to hang around us and shoot stuff for free, like, can we find them people? Because we ready.
I'm just saying, whatever you have this value, people want it.
I guess we got to build value in what we do so that way people see it and be want to invest in it. So continue elevating that piece.
Agreed.
Yeah, because if David wasn't producing value, then Brandon wouldn't have went and approached him way he did.
So no.
I guess that's the first step. It's like, we need to find a way to create more value so people like, let me invest in myself through this.
Exactly. Agreed.
So how do you have the conversation to ask for compensation, or you don't ever have it?
So we did have the comp. So players, when you come in opportunities like that, you have to know what your compensation or what your exposure is going to be. So if I come to Kevin and Edwina and I know I'm going to shoot you guys for free, I already know what I'm going to get out of it.
Meaning like exposure or something.
I already know what it is. I already know if you have, if I want to start a podcast, or if you have a car that I want, or if you, I already know what it is. I already know if I do this long enough, I'm going to learn how to get the same car that Edwina have. I'm going to know how to put on best, put on my own boss vest. I'm going to know how to do my own podcast. I already know what I want. I don't need to talk about.
So what if you want money out of the arrangement? How do you like ask for that?
You should start with money. You shouldn't start with free.
I'm hoping that answered the question. I was just trying to do a follow up question for.
Yeah. For no, them. You don't want to. If you want to transition into money, it should be quickly. If I want to transition to money, it should be, hey, I go shoot with Kevin for Edwina. Let's do a test run. Let's do one shoot. And then the next, if hey, did you like this? The next one is paid. And everything after that is paid. But if I know I come to you and say, listen, I just want to be around. I just want to shoot your podcast. I just want to do whatever. I just want to help you guys grow. That means I'm here for this for the long run, or as long as I feel like it's possible for us to grow. And we can both get something out of it.
Okay.
Because we should have a conversation about what we both want. So for David, we both wanted a studio. That's what we got. So my compensation was the studio. Now I got somewhere that I can shoot at.
That's awesome.
You said you both wanted a studio?
Yep. He said, what do you want? Because he said you have to align his vision with mine and vice versa. So if the vision doesn't align, it won't work out.
That makes sense.
So I'm just sitting here processing all this information. I'm just amazed by the fact that you have been in some of these rooms. When you think about the people like David Shands and the interactions, the EYLs, all these entrepreneurs that are doing six figures, seven figures, eight figures, brands and stuff like that. How do you remain humble? Because I know David Shen, like I said, we just went in for the podcast summit. I know David Shen is working with EYL, and they finna have, 20,000, 30,000 people in Atlanta for InvestFest and things of that nature. And you just get to be around this type of environment to expand and grow your brand. How do you still seem down to earth? How do you remain humble like that?
Well, for me, I just haven't forgot where I came from. Like, I still know what bologna sandwiches taste like. Like I still know. I mean, I just remember. I just never forgot. Long story short, you know what I mean.
Last time you had a bologna sandwich?
Been a long time. Okay. Any minute, but I'm just saying. Like I still remember how it tastes. We fried it. We cut the joint. We ate. We actually chewed the red strap. Then we had like the pot of meat and crackers. Then we had Vienna sausage. And I just remember the meals throughout the day.
Man, that sounds real struggle.
Yeah. Especially when he said he ate the red strap, they chewed on the red strap.
Yeah, chewing the red strap. It had a lot of the bologna flavor still in it. So you had to do that too.
I ain't struggle like that.
Yeah, a lot of people miss that. You do that, you fry it good enough, you put the mustard on it, but you got to take the strap off. Don't buy one without the, you got to get the strap too. You got to chew on the strap. Pause.
Oh my. Okay, so I want to read the next question. It says, I think the fear people have is being used then thrown away and possibly not getting anything from the mutual relationship. What would you say to that?
Again, I already know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get it. If I want to start a podcast, if I hang around Kevin and Edwina, and I'm shooting you guys, I'm going to learn how to start a podcast. Period. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
We have no choice but to show you how.
You got
to
show.
When Kevin don't hit that button, you get to look and be like, that's the button.
That's the button.
That's pretty simple.
If I start shooting you guys January 1st, and we shot 4 episodes, you know, once a week, at the end of January 31st, like, what do you think I would know about podcasting? I probably know what mics to get. I probably know what headphones. I probably know what software. I probably know what button to hit and what not to hit. I probably know a lot.
You would know enough to start off and be all right and be confident in what you're doing. Absolutely.
Will it be some stuff that I don't know? Probably. But at least for those four episodes, I'm going to know everything, or at least majority of why I need to start one. And I believe in an abundance mindset. And if you are always like fearful, like I've been done wrong a few times, but I've had so much abundance, it's hard for me to think about times where I've been done wrong.
What is the one time someone did you wrong where you're like, man, you know what? I'm never going to repeat that mistake again.
I think like hiring people. I think when team building and you're hiring people, I think those can become issues. I can't think of one in particular, but I know a few of them, like a few times in team building when I've had to hire people, they went south for like so many reasons. But the issue was I'm so people person, and I would just bring people on just because like, yo, we cool, man. Just come on, man. Just and do whatever. And then when it's time for us to part ways to go south, things will go left. So one thing that I wouldn't do again is like not bring people on or not hire people like the getaway like I used to. You cool, I'm cool. Let's bring it on. You know what I mean? I should have things in place to make sure that, hey, sign this, do these documents, and then we do everything the right way. But because when things aren't in black and white or whatever, and you think people would just like, we here, we should understand it, but no, people get weird and people get crazy. And it's like, why are you acting crazy?
Yeah, we've experienced that.
No, I've definitely experienced that. No, you think y'all have a mutual understanding, y'all have known each other for a while.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, people start seeing, I don't know, maybe they think they see you growing faster than them or you moving to a different place. And they wasn't prepared for it. And it's like, all right, well, now we need to do this. And they start changing their ways. So I definitely do that black and white joint.
Like,
I do that with any type of speaker contract now, even if people say they want to speak for free.
But you didn't do that at first. You'd be like, hey, yeah, first, we cool. Come on, talk.
Come on, talk to somebody. Now, a couple of people like, man, why the hell I even let you speak? Man, you got to do this.
Yeah, it's like that. You definitely feel like the issue is, we just cool. We should just already know and understand. We're on the same page. But no, people get weird. And I'm like, So it's more so I don't understand why people do that. But that's not for me to understand. I'm just going to do my part and make sure I don't go through those things again.
Now, that's a good one.
Dealing with people, boy. Wow. Shock me.
I feel like that was a good question.
It was. It was.
That's definitely a great question. I know we are about to wrap it up, but I wanted to give you an opportunity.
You see how you just going to wrap us up? I feel some type of way about that. I just want to say that. But go ahead, ask your little question.
Heavy on the little. Sorry, Kevin.
You all right?
No, bro. Okay. But I'm going to ask my little question, heavy on the little. So, like we already stated, you're going to be the headliner for Boss Fest. And I want you to deliver it one more time. What can the people get from Brandon Schott that's different than any other speaker that they might have heard before?
Listen, I ain't even going to toot my own, but I'm going to toot a little bit. Okay. One, you're going to learn how to turn content into cash. You're also going to enjoy yourself. I'm not boring on stage. And you're going to get like tangible steps and things you can walk away from. Now, I'm not necessarily going to knock any other speaker that's on stage. Like, if they're going to do it, like, everybody's going to, like, you know, do their thing and dominate. But I know for whenever it's my turn or my time, whenever day I'm speaking, right, you should definitely want to pull up. You want to get some tangible steps and you want to make some money online. I'm your guy. What day am I speaking on?
So Sunday.
So Sunday, October 6th, so you're going to close out the show.
Yes, sir.
Boss Fest. So.
Yes, sir.
I feel like I should ask, like, what should they bring? Like, do we need to bring, like, some notepads, a book bag? Like, you telling us we're going to be, you know, doing some tangible stuff to make some money. We need to be prepared for this.
For sure. I mean, the main thing you need, you get notebook, pen, and your phone. That's all you need.
So we get our school supplies while they still on sale. We get our notebook,
pen and pencil,
phone,
and your phone.
Make sure your phone work, it's charged, your camera don't got cracks. You know, be prepared.
Come with open mind. You know, come on.
That's what's up.
And if you got drinks, bring that too.
Hennessy, you want Hennessy?
If you got drinks, you should bring it. Yes.
I never liked Tennessee.
Hennessy Peach. You got to get a Hennessy Peach Margarita. I don't really put people
it's on. Like we made Hennessy Bougie.
We did something with it.
Hennessy Peach Margarita.
That ain't the regular bottle.
Type stuff right there.
Yep.
That ain't the regular cognac bottle.
Up echelon right there. You got to put that. You got to mix that. Cocktail.
But before Kevin make us wrap up, what I wanted to ask, like, you told your story, how you moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then that's when you saw your first millionaire. I've been really struggling with, like, should we relocate? And it almost feels like sometimes you can be around certain people and you feel like you can't grow past, like, a certain point. Yeah. Would you recommend to someone to, like, relocate to a different area to, I guess, become what the person you envision?
Not necessarily. So here's two things. One, let's say you're in Atlanta or let's say Dallas or Houston or a better place where you can actually network. There's an advantage and disadvantage of both. So the advantage of, let's use Atlanta, for example, let's use Tampa or whatever, for another example. Atlanta, there's a lot of black millionaires and you can be in the field and you can be, you'll be around a lot of black rich people, which is good. Mm-hmm. It's easier to be able to network. The con is you always outside and it's always something to do and it's hard for you to get stuff done. The pros and the cons of actually being outside of Atlanta is that now you can spend more time, more focus being online. Here's what I see and noticed. A lot of people who are online are really killing it, that are like heavy, like their YouTube subscribers go up crazy, whatever. Them jokers are not in Atlanta. When they're not in Atlanta, you are on YouTube every day going live. We ain't got time for the Atlanta. We busy. It's an event every other night. Mm. When you're out of Atlanta, you got more time to focus. And now you can network with the people online. It's almost like, you know, you need to get away and like get away from Atlanta, take about a year and go crazy on YouTube for a year, go crazy on Instagram for a year. And then you can network with people. A lot of people collab with me and whatever. And they're not even in here. They're like, listen, I seen you online, but they done gained 100,000 subs on YouTube, gained 100,000 followers on Instagram, because they ain't got nothing but time on their hands. It's a lot of the content creators, they be in the house creating content all day, every day. It's their life. And the best way to do that.
Gotta be outside?
Hmm?
So, like, if let's say we relocated to Atlanta, you gotta be outside at every event? Like,
no, but we do. You stay to stay relevant, we be outside.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah, to stay relevant, we be out there.
So it's y'all networking and meeting the next millionaire and building something. Okay.
What I'm saying is there's pros and cons to both. So if you will, if you were to say I can move to Atlanta, this is the pro for that. If you will say I'm gonna stay where I'm at, the pros of that, but you have to leverage them for the pros. If you go to Atlanta, you should go to every event. You should. And if you're not in Atlanta, you should do a lot of content.
I appreciate you doing that. That means I'm still going to move her to Atlanta. It don't matter.
No, but it almost sounds like he's saying like you could be somewhere else, but you, you know, visit Atlanta heavily so you can go to like the events and then still be in the house. What was important that he said, but you won't know because you didn't take notes, is you either got to be doing crazy content if you're not in Atlanta, or you got to be in Atlanta and be outside. Correct. Like, it's pick and struggle. You can't just do neither one.
Correct. I know a couple. I know doing Vegas, and I thought he was in Atlanta. I said, you in Atlanta? I said, no, I know a couple. They come to Atlanta like twice a month, but they be at the house doing their thing. I know doing Detroit. I'm just thinking of people. I'm like, these people are not, they be. And then we come and we see them. We like, oh, okay, you the dude from Detroit, or you the dude from Vegas, whatever. And then we happen to see and connect and kick it with them.
Okay, so when they come to Atlanta, they just be outside for that moment.
They be outside and they go back. Mm-hmm.
See. So I'm gonna ask, kind of off topic, kind of not. So like when you're networking at these events, outside in Atlanta, like, are you going for a specific purpose? Like, let's say you go to the networking event to meet the next person that should be in the Shooters Academy or your next millionaire connection. Like, what is a purpose that you're going for?
So everybody's purpose is different, but I guess I can give you like different stages. So let's say I've already been done working with David and I got my own agency now. Now I'm going there to find like clients. So since people already know me and I work with David, that means if I be around these people, then they're like, oh, this is basically the next person who I get to work with as far as like clients. Hey, I've shot with David. I can shoot your stuff too. So I can go there to meet clients majority of times. After I've already worked with everybody in Atlanta, now it's just staying relevant and looking for new like opportunities. It could be new places to speak it. It could be new masterminds. It could be just a new thing that people are doing to advertise and market.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to find with us. Like, let's say those people like who network, people go to networking events, but then you sit in the corner the whole time. So you never really like talk to anyone.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just wondering, like, should you go to a networking event with a certain purpose in mind? Like, I got to meet five people or whatever it may be.
Sure. So, yeah. So you do need to have an activity. That's an activity what you got to do, but you need to have the goal first. You need to have like the purpose and then the activity to help you to meet the purpose or the goal. That makes sense. So if you know that you're looking for a sponsor for Boss Fest, then you know that's the purpose. That's the goal. That's why I'm going. Now when you get there, you can say, I need to talk to 10 people who was qualified to be a sponsor.
You getting this?
Uh-huh. I'm recording so I can go back and look at it later. You got the best notes of all.
Let me see if the record button is hit.
God, dang it. I hit the button. Shit.
Listen, we did this podcast in Atlanta in person.
Yeah.
And then we went to play the podcast, you know, so everyone could hear the gems that you were dropping. Right. And realized that we couldn't get the sound off the podcast. So I got to make sure buttons over here is pressed and like we have stuff together.
But did we have the audio from any other cameras? I know we had audio from one of the cameras. It just wasn't good audio.
So
I'm going to let him speak on it.
Because you can take audio from either one of the cameras and then you can just put it on AI and make it.
I don't know. Like,
oh, Lord.
So the audio that I got from the flash drives, it wasn't connected. But my Mevo, you know.
So that worked.
Audio, it cut to that audio.
No, Nemo didn't have.
Yes, it did. That's the audio I put to it.
Can I demonstrate how?
Nope.
I want to tell him
nothing.
How the sound was.
Don't demonstrate nothing. The sound was awesome. Best sound in America. Greatest sound ever.
Well, you won't let me do it. Be
quiet. I'm giving you my trump. It don't matter what you say. My sound was the best sound ever.
Are you going to play it? Oh, it was that low? Was it that low?
Yeah, yeah, that's how it sounded.
No, it was not. Yes, I'm telling lies.
I'm being honest.
Go to Adobe, like Adobe Podcast Enhance. Did y'all try that?
I did not.
Yeah, Adobe Podcast Enhance, and then put it in there. Let me see if I can find a link. And it's free. I think it's still free.
This is why people got to get in the room and they got to ask questions, because Brandon just dropped gems without even knowing that he giving you like the game for something.
See, I came in with what I thought would be my setup. Then Brandon like, nah, we need the camera angle.
He told you that was trash.
Yeah, he told me it was trash. Listen, here go, I need this camera angle, this camera.
He said, he
borrowed three cameras from David.
I mean,
reset up something.
It only makes sense. If you in the podcast space, we got all these cameras in here. Let's set this stuff up. I was proud when we put about 3, 4, 5 cameras. We got Lamar in there. We had Lamar. We had a shooter.
Yeah, we had Lamar in there. Everybody was in and we have no sound.
But go to this link I just gave you, podcast.adobeenhance. Drop it in there.
Okay.
And let it work his magic.
I'm gonna see if I can recapture the sound from the cameras.
You
should from that flash. So.
Well, even if you kept it from the meatball, you might be on something. You'll be surprised. Y'all might be on
something. I mean, you talking to the shooter. Yeah. Would you recommend someone get a Mevo camera?
Man, don't do that to me.
I mean, I'm asking him, because he said he talked about cameras for like ever, 10 out of 10.
I don't know what Mevo is.
And he don't even know what it is.
I don't know what Mevo is. That was my first time seeing him. I don't know. I'm gonna have to, I got to do some research on it. It could be good. It looked good. Like it's all right. Next subject.
The shooter don't know about a Mevo.
Does that Mevo say about your equipment?
Maybe I'm out of the loop. You know what I mean? Sometimes things are just so good that you don't even know how good it is.
I like how he said that.
I'm not going down this path with y'all.
And now think about the person who gonna come and shoot for us so they can learn how to podcast. They don't even do it no more because you got a Mevo and they don't even know nothing about it. We done lost out.
Man, I'm using iPads now. Shoot.
Yeah,
I gotta give them a camera.
The Mevo about $400.
You looked it up.
You know the price.
About $400. Mevo $400.
I told him I'm trying to get the new one. The new one about $1,000. I'm like, I'm
you don't need
camera.
To get that because he don't even know what that is. Don't get that.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't. I will probably get a camera instead. I just feel like I feel like you can get better picture quality if you did like a camera.
I'm gonna agree with you because the quality is not that great.
Yeah, because when you looked at the other cameras, when y'all looked at our filming. Other cameras was like,
yeah, it was it.
It looked good.
It would. I just didn't have the software to process that data. So, but I'm getting better. But being in that space showed me, hey man, I had to elevate my game.
Yeah.
Figure out if I go to this space, I need to realize, all right, man, if I go get a real camera, it's gonna be done in black and white. I need to be able to download it correctly, add color, do all that stuff. Match the sound. So
that sound like too much. Oh no. So let me just ask Brandon this. When you hear stuff like that, should he not just be like, who in the Shooters Academy can help me out? Like that's the type, like that's what they do. Cause you know you're not finna take nothing from black and white and then turn it into color and match it up with this and put the sound. You're not finna do that.
Yeah, and it's not really that deep. You're not, the stuff you think you're doing is you're not really doing all that. I think a lot of people overcomplicate it. It's not, you're not doing all that.
No, because it sounded like a lot.
See, I overcomplicate. It's really simple.
Yeah, you're not doing it. It's not a
lot. I'm with
it. So I guess one of the last questions I have is, I know you have the Shooters Academy. Do you just have a course or something where you just teach those of us who don't want to be shooters how to perfect the world of like creating content and just being better social media presence people or whatever?
I'm working on that. Right now I'm working on like a hybrid offer, like a done for you / done with you. It's not officially out yet. Like I'm testing with a couple people first. After I test it and it works out, like I want to be able to shoot stuff, shoot their content, and also help them, like coach them up. Once I do that and it works out, then I'll be offering that pretty soon. But for right now, I got all done for you stuff, and I don't have a full coaching piece yet.
That's where you gotta like this show, David, right here. Meet him at the mall and be like, "Sign me up, coach."
I figured out though. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna work out the logistics. I'll be a guinea pig in some of these experiments. We gotta work through something.
That's when you're talking to someone with
God, here we go.
Well, you already know the rest of that sentence then,
whatever.
I'm just saying, if you always have an excuse, because like Atlanta is so close, but if he seemed too far away, then it's just too far for you, huh, Paul? Brandon moved. He told you he relocated and moved to Atlanta with no savings because he had, you know, like he knew he was going to accomplish something. But you like, man, they ain't at Atlanta. It's like,
he moved to Atlanta to be a rapper. Is he rapping?
What was your rap name, by the way?
Why does everybody have to go there? it's always the very it's the follow-up question after that. And I avoided it for like 10 interviews. And I might have let it out twice.
When we find the sound, we're gonna have the answer.
Oh, because I let it out on that interview too.
Yeah, but she said it wasn't no sound. I'm gonna figure it out.
I've been trying to find, just told you how to get it.
I've been trying to find a YouTube of a video or two. It's been a struggle.
That's good. Perfect.
No, man, that ain't good. We're going to find it.
That's good.
If I find it, I'm going to play it at Boss.
That's perfect.
Wow.
I love it.
And so this last comment, and then I'll let Kevin wrap us up. I just greatly appreciate you sitting down and giving us some gems tonight. But this comment says, thanks for the tips and story. Very helpful. See you October 6th at Boss Fest.
Yes, sir. All right, Lamar, see you then. Appreciate you for tuning in.
So everybody, thank you again for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. Special guest Brandon shot me. He came in and delivered some action items and game. Mm-hmm. I gave some game for me and Edwina. We took notes. I got the video notes. We took notes. We married. We took notes. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do this same thing October 6th, Tampa, Florida, at the Embassy Suites. He's going to deliver action items. He's going to deliver content for us. He's going to teach you how to grow your social media presence. He's going to teach you how to generate views, how to make your views to generate cash. So you definitely want to be in the room. Tickets are already on sale. You can go to www.boss-fest.com to purchase tickets. VIP tickets available. General admission tickets available. We still got a few vendor spots available. So you definitely want to capitalize that if you're a vendor looking to expand your brand, lock in, get in the room. You don't know who's going to be in this room. It's a lot of people still trying to get on the Boss Fest stage. So there are still more surprises to come. We definitely want to thank Brandon for joining us tonight. And we can't wait to see you on the Boss Fest stage.
Did Brandon drop his socials for people to follow?
So definitely, before you call it, I drop all your socials so the people can catch it.
And Brandon shot me everywhere.
Do it in your voice. It's Brandon shot me everywhere. That's how you say your announcer voice. Do it in that voice. Come on now.
It's Brandon shot me.
Thank you.
And y'all stay tuned, because after this, Kevin gonna go live and we're gonna talk about whether he gonna be a good big or a big big. Coming soon.
I'm not ready for this. Thank y'all again. We catch you next
Brandon,
time.
Brandon, we appreciate you. We can't wait to sit down with you when you're here in Tampa.
Absolutely. I can't wait to pull up.
Peace.
Thank you.
I know that. Peace.